CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Robin, look who's here. It's Robin Scher from Lifestyle Home and Garden. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice
I'm
to
well,
see you.
Thanks.
You're
How
not going to smoke hubbly or vape or any of that stuff? You don't smoke, do you?
I do not.
Okay, well then don't worry. We're not going to force you. We would hate to be the people who do that.
Oh, I see you having another fun morning
we
again.
Are. And can I tell you something? We moved around some stuff in the office yesterday and I've checked on the health of some of our plants. There are one or two I'm concerned with, but most of them are doing okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. I see you have new desks, so the plants are just complementing the whole studio space.
Absolutely, and they make it pretty. And we've even put two of them on the desk to give them, priority.
Yes, the crotons that we spoke about last week.
The crotons.
That's it.
You got to say it like that. All right, so Robin, August is a bit of a shitty month for plants. It's a bit of a shitty month for gardeners. It's not the greatest time even indoors because everything's brown and windy outside. It's dry. It's not the greatest time of year from a water and rainfall point of view. So what do we do to make sure that our gardens look better in September?
So I think a lot of people struggle in August because the weather is obviously unpredictable. And like you say, it's windy. Mm. You sort of feel like it's getting warmer, but not really. So
is the point of August to take all the dead leaves off the trees?
No, that's not the point of August. The point of August is to get excited for spring, I think. So it's still to be a bit cautious about your frost cover. Keep it on if it still feels a bit cold, but you can start also assessing if the weather is warmer, you can take your frost cover off. You should try stake your standards and your climbing plants and your trees. So just put a stake or a dowel stick because it's windy and could be a bit dry.
So they don't blow over.
You want to protect them.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. But I suppose a lot of people wouldn't know what that is. But if you've got more sensitive plants with kind of maybe more soft parts.
And spindly stems or things like that that you feel could blow over. Standard roses are a big one, and that could be a problem. You want to protect them at this time, keep them strong and sturdy so that in spring they're ready to flower.
Is it usually true that by this time of year most of the frost is gone though?
Yeah, so often we have a cold spell in August, so that is what you have to be cautious about. But normally, August, it starts warming up and the cold spell is over and you can remove your frost cover. It also just depends, obviously, which area you live in. If you don't generally get frost, then you can take the frost cover off and you can start increasing your watering as well.
Okay.
Because obviously the days are warmer, we can all feel it. So increase your watering of both your indoor and your outdoor plants now.
Now, what I like about this, because I've got OCD, is that at this time of year, you've told us we can cut back and clean up and tidy up around the garden because it's a good time to see what you can get rid of. You haven't got all the growth yet. So if you cut back certain trees with big branches that are in the way, or you have shrubs that are growing too big, or you need to clear out all the dead stuff, this is a great time to do it.
This is a good time. And also, especially things like hedges that you want to shape, keep in a nice shape, or topiaries, those plants where you cut into circles or squares or animals if you're very creative. And now is also a good time to do that. So cut it back just before spring comes so that in spring and the warmer weather, obviously, then it can flourish.
Brilliant.
So yes, you're right. It's a good time for this. Keep deadheading most things. So you'll also be pruning your hydrangeas later in August. You should have pruned your roses if you haven't.
You told us about that 2 weeks ago. Well,
yes,
my mother
told
us about this 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah, people can listen back to your mom's guide.
I had to haul in my mother as an expert because Robin was overseas, so we had to rely on the next best person.
Yeah, so if you haven't pruned your roses, next 2 weeks you need to do that.
Right.
Then later in August you can prune your hydrangeas and things like that so that they're also ready for spring.
Cool.
And also deadhead even your winter annuals. So those winter annuals that have been flowering. Annuals are those things that only last for one season. So primulas, petunias, pansies, calendula, all of those are in flower now.
Mandy, you know about all of those, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I actually knew about the croton.
Oh,
you were talking about last week, yeah.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Wow,
that's
I'm impressed.
Good.
Calendulas, no?
No.
Pansies, primulas?
I know about pansies, yes.
Yes,
I
most people know
I have those
pansies
at my house. So yeah.
Okay, good. So those are the flowers that add color to your garden, but you do replace them every season. But now they're flowering quite well, so if you deadhead them, find the old flowers and pull them off, you can still have one last flush of colorful plants. So it's also a good idea just to do that. So into August, your garden is still full of color.
What about your lawn? That's always an issue.
Yes. So August is lawn time. So August is when you really put in good work with your lawn so that through summer and into the holidays you can be enjoying your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So you do put on lawn dressing. What happens?
Yes. So okay. A good thing to do is scarify your lawn.
What
this
does that
is
mean?
The first step. This is where you either get a scarifier, which is a very fancy tool, or you can use a fork and you just make holes.
Oh, hang on.
That big
what about
roller
the,
thing.
No, what about yes. those drums
yes,
with the spikes?
Exactly. That okay. is it.
That's like a medieval torture weapon. I think Gord has one of those at his house.
Small one. We use it to scarify things that aren't lawn though.
So you drag that along the lawn and make the holes.
Yes. And okay. then obviously this is a time to fertilize your lawn and then to put lawn dressing and water very well.
Okay.
So I'm sure most people will feel like their lawn has been a bit brown over the winter months.
Yeah.
And that's why August is the perfect time going into spring and summer to get your lawn green again.
All right. I like that. That'll
yes.
help because we all want nice lawns.
No, definitely. Especially yeah. for the summer holidays
Otherwise,
in December.
Where's Amanda going to sit with her hubby?
Exactly, you know.
In the summer, as soon as that comes, she wants a decent lawn to sit on.
Yes, so now you know what to do.
Damn right.
Yep.
Okay, what about edible things? What about vegetables and what about citrus fruit at this time of year? What kinds of things should we be looking out for?
So it's important to fertilize at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your plants will have been in their dormant stage, obviously, through winter, and they'll be coming out now, flourishing more into spring. So it's important to fertilize citrus, other fruit, herbs, and veggies. It will just depend what you have and what you're looking for, the type of fertilizer that you need. So some things obviously need higher nitrogen, and, you know, Gareth, you're very good at the technical
phosphorus.
Yes, of fertilizing. But a few things will need a foliage fertilizer, or they'll want, you know, a fruit fertilizer, or just a general. But now's a good time just to look at, yeah, what's around your garden and what needs a bit of feeding.
Okay.
And then obviously you can sow some herbs and veggie seeds now mm-hmm. as well. So good thing
yes,
for
Amanda,
now.
Yes, Amanda, don't look at us like that. You
so
can
what
sow.
What do you mean?
So sow is when it's
you
planting
seeds.
Oh, okay.
Planting so when
seeds.
You plant, that's when you plant an actual plant or a seedling or a shrub. Sowing is when you have seeds and you sow them into the ground to eventually grow into a plant.
Okay.
And now's a good time for beetroot or carrots or also beans and peas. You can sow those
Excellent.
Now and they will in
all the healthy stuff.
Depending on the germination period, between 4 to 8 weeks they will start obviously sprouting seedlings and then you can eat it.
Well, of course, next week's a good week to get all of this together because it's Women's Day on Thursday, so people have the day off so they
yes.
can come and spend the day at Lifestyle and you guys can help them figure out all this stuff.
Exactly. So they can be gardening.
The whole day they could take off and come and get all the
yes.
things they need and then go and work on it on Friday because nobody's going to go to
and
work on Friday.
And men, too, who like to garden and not
yeah.
be gender stereotyped.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say women.
Oh. Sorry, you said everybody.
I said it's Women's Day, you sexist.
You said they. There was a they in there.
I said it's Women's Day, so all of us can go and
together.
We can go and spend the day
yes.
at Lifestyle.
Regardless of.
And sometimes the men are the ones who have to do the hard labor. The women point and go, plant that there, plant that there. Plant.
Yeah.
I know that's what happens with my mom and dad.
I've got a new, relatively new, I've actually been there a year, but I stay in a complex with a little garden and it was in disarray when I got there and one of the things that the landlord was like, look, I'm in dispute with the body corporate about this garden. I'm not fixing it. You can fix it yourself, but the body corporate are supposed to fix it and they say it's my fault. So this dude's having an ongoing spat with the body corporate. He basically said to me, a condition of moving in is that the garden's your problem. And I was like, okay. So it took me a long time. It was totally overgrown. It was screwed. So I got it recently cleared out. All
okay.
the shit pulled out. A couple of plants that was supposed to be there that were quite nice left there and pruned and whatever. It was jungle and now it's neatly mowed and the flower, but it's pretty fecund. So what should I start if I want to start now populating it with stuff, this blank slate? What do you reckon I should chuck in the flower beds this month? Starting a garden.
So this is quite a good time to start a garden. You are in the perfect month to start a garden because spring is coming. There's so many varieties of plants.
You want some color.
You would want color. So you'd want seedlings, and there's beautiful ones all in flower at the moment.
If I draw seedlings outside now, they won't die from like nighttime cold and that.
No, they won't. If you obviously plant winter seedlings, they thrive in this type of weather. But in about a month or two, you'll probably have to change them up for summer seedlings.
Yeah, no, I'm not about changing my plants.
So then you should rather look for perennials. And those are plants that will last.
Guys, it's my time to change the plants.
Just the language is like, will they jewel a good flower bed now? And I'm not all about replanting my. I can't even try to.
Yeah, I don't mind joining.
I can't work out what you
I
just
don't
said.
Mind joining my perennials from time to time.
There we go. All right, so perennials you can plant and they'll keep coming.
Yes, those are plants that will flower every year and you don't need to replace them.
Okay.
And like edible things, like I want a veggie edibles. Garden. It's time.
Well done. Veggie gardens are the best. Cool.
Yeah.
So you can plant seedlings that are already grown, ready to pick. As you plant them, you can almost pick the herbs and veggies. I would recommend that if you don't want to sow seeds and wait for the herb or veggie to grow, obviously.
Very what good. Will like flower nicely if I plant it now when it starts to warm up in a month or two? Like, what can I plant now that's going to give me the stuff I can eat? Like,
what do you want to eat?
Well, you
no, can. Like, I want it,
you can
just,
plant
I
almost
want
anything. You can
I don't
plant.
I just want leaves. I want like fruit bearing or vegetable bearing things.
Well, there's a huge variety.
Okay.
So it will just depend what you like to eat. So you don't want lettuce or herbs. That you can all plant now.
Okay.
And you can plant beans.
Right.
Do you eat beans?
I'll eat a bean. I ain't scared of beans.
God, I think you should just start off slow and get those little checkers plants. You know, those ones that you get if you spend so much. Just start off slow with those little things.
I've got to go and spend $4,000 at checkers so that I can get enough seedlings
no,
to
rather go straight to Lifestyle.
You can go to Lifestyle. You can buy, it's even easier than those little checkers things. You can buy a seedling that is already fully grown and all you have to do is plant it, water it, and you can pick it straight away. So start with something you like. Start with one or two herbs or veggies that you like, or herbs that you like using
like
for
carrots?
Cooking.
I like all of the things. There's a gap in
oh
the.
Oh my goodness!
I'd like a pizza tree, but there's a gap. there's a gap in the market for like straight single Neanderthal man veggie garden starter kit at Lifestyle.
Yeah, because if the zombie apocalypse does come, you'll need to grow your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're just like, okay, true. Dig hole, put this in the ground, wet it now and then. Cool, I'm in.
The real reason Robin's so excited about what she does every day at Lifestyle is because she knows if the zombies do come, she's okay.
Yes, that's true. We're okay. We've got the things you need, and for everyone else to sustain themselves with minimal effort.
Yeah. So go there and they'll sort your problems out.
I will.
Out,
I actually am going to.
Okay.
And there's a lot that is low maintenance and easy for you.
That's what I'm after.
Okay, Robin, thank you. We're not going to force you to have any of the hub, because Amanda's hub's pretty much died out here.
It's dead.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
but
Amanda smashed it.
We
like
do have Nola's vape.
We
do have Nola's vape pen if you want to try that.
I'm good for today,
okay,
thank
right.
you.
So, well,
I think the fireball I had to drink last week was a bit too much on a Friday morning, so I'm being healthy today.
Apparently, the next episode we'll either be doing champagne or cheese.
Oh, if you're doing champagne, I'm here.
Okay, nice. Good. Very good. And then you can suggest some other stuff too. Maybe one day we should taste different things from your garden.
Yes.
And see if we can blind taste identify them.
And one of the things will be soil. And you get a blind taste and be like, that's soil.
You get different kinds of soil.
Yes, that's organic compost. Ooh, that's soil. Pig manure. Let's do soil tasting.
All right, Robin, thanks so much. Lifestyle Home Garden, of course, the anchor tenant at Lifestyle Garden, Center Corner, Bayesnor Deer Drive and Aysterhout Avenue. It's in Rand Park Ridge in Randburg. Go to lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. CliffCentral.com